U.S. President Barack Obama said this was a summit of consensus on dealing with the global economic crisis, climate change, on nuclear non-proliferation, on Iran, and a pledge to help achieve food security for the poorest countries.
We have committed to investing $20 billion in food security, agricultural development programs to help fight world hunger. This is in addition to the emergency humanitarian aid that we provide.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization welcomed the announcement as an encouraging policy shift to help the poor and hungry. Many international aid organizations are cautiously positive. Development activist Kumi Naidu of the Global Campaign Against Hunger remains skeptical until more details of the plan become clear.
We would see this as a belated small step in the right direction. How much of it is in the right direction will depend on the detail, because one of the favorite pastimes of the G8 is recycling old commitments, and one of the things that our researchers are looking at now is whether in fact this is a restating of old commitments.
Aid organizations have been calling on the G8 to live up to past pledges of food and development assistance. The L'Aquila summit also focused on climate change. G8 leaders and partners from major emerging economies, including India, China, and Brazil, agreed that global temperatures should not rise by more than an average of 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. G8 members also pledged to work toward an 80% cut in greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2050. While developing nations have committed themselves to negotiating cuts, they've not yet agreed on specifics. President Obama called it a historic consensus, but acknowledged it was only a first step, with major work still ahead. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the 2050 targets are too far in the future and that more needs to be done sooner. Many aid and environmental groups also say that progress is too slow and too little. Meredith Alexander of the international group ActionAid says developed countries can and should do more.
It's nice that they reference the 2-degree figure in their statement, but it's really not enough. G8 leaders and other rich countries need to be putting more money on the table, and they need to be accepting much deeper cuts.
This G8 summit took place not in a major world capital or plush resort, but rather in central Italy, in an area devastated by a powerful earthquake just 3 months ago, in which nearly 300 people were killed. Many of the world leaders visited some of the worst-hit areas. And there was much talk about the continued relevance of the G8, a group originally established in 1975 to include then the world's 6 most developed countries. Some of the leaders here in L'Aquila, including President Obama, agreed that other nations must be brought in and reforms made. Many say it has become evident that while the G8 still represents some of the world's most powerful countries, they alone cannot solve global problems. Not without the help of others. Sonia Pace, VOA News, L'Aquila.